busy morning here. We're going to get started with the doc, who we welcome in, our good friend Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. You know, we've been talking in recent weeks about parents and kids, and this isn't how kids can raise their parents, although it seems like that some days. You go out, and you've seen it, I have too. It's actually the other way around. You want strong kids, but you don't want them to be cold and uncaring. You want them to be sensitive. You don't want them to be pushovers. You want them to be loving, but don't love too quickly or too easily because you don't want them to get hurt. These are all natural emotions for parents, but what about tools and arrows in the quiver that you can use going forward? We join now the doc on the line. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Dave, and I hope you're feeling much better very quickly.
I do, too, because I know how the opposite feels. Not good. not good at all, but good health care, bouncing back, feeling stronger. What about this idea that parents can do certain things to set the stage, and I guess the word would be to nurture, and not just, it's not a one-off. It's a lifelong thing, at least for the life of the child growing up till they reach their age of majority. And after that, you know, you hope you've done a good job. But what about that?
Well, I think it really begins early. I think it's important for parents to realize that the child's first interactions and first shot at self-esteem is how the parent sees the child. And if the child sees love and caring and consistency, these type things, then that's a good start. Then I think we start looking at the overall home atmosphere. Is it an accepting, a loving, a communicative, or is it restrictive? What is the home atmosphere? Because you can walk into a home and you can get a feel just by walking into the home in terms of what it's like in the home. So you want to have a home atmosphere that really just exudes caring, respect, love, just unconditional love, these type things.
What do you mean by a home atmosphere that's restrictive? Because that sounds like me a lot of the times, but I don't necessarily view that in a bad way. How do you define that? What do you mean by that?
Well, you can see it. It's both a word that can be a negative and a positive.
Yeah.
Restrictive would be if you're controlling someone and not allowing them to develop themselves. That's
Got
one
it.
Thing. If you have a restrictive in the sense of trying to set reasonable limits, then it becomes a positive use of a word. Now, I think another key thing in terms of parenting is how spouses, parents, partners, how they treat each other. How do people treat themselves in the home? Because if the caretaker, if the parents do not show love and treat each other with respect, then we're teaching the children the same types of things. If we're trying to develop caring, loving, and successful children, you are best to do that by trying to be that type of an adult. I think a sense of spirituality, you know, I believe that having a faith in God can be very critical. And if you don't have that, certainly a strong moral code of right and wrong that we teach the children that gives them a good path to life. I still think the Ten Commandments and the two great commandments of the New Testament are good, whether one be a Christian or not, in terms of setting some good standards. Then I think family friendships. Who does the family have around? What type of community persons do they have?
Yeah.
What relationships? What do they do together? And I think that becomes key. Then we get back to parents again. How do parents treat other people? And if we want to be developing well-rounded children, we want to be modeling that we are treating others in a fair and in a good way. And then I think always the statement, find our kids when they're being good. I think that's always a good way to do parenting, not just looking for, you know, negativity. Then I think making time for children. I think family times together. I think family meals. I think family traveling together. Anything that you can do to develop a sense of history, develop a code, develop it, call it what you will, customs, these I think are critical and they can carry on for a lifetime, not only when we have the children, but when they move forward and develop their own families. And then I think being consistent with reasonable discipline in terms of raising children. And I think being flexible, I think the unrestricted love, I think a very key thing. Children do things wrong, so do parents, so do all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's critical as parents that we show that even when our children fail, that we love them and care for them, and we're going to be with them, and that's going to be the best method to make sure that the type of behaviors that we want to continue, that they do continue. So if parents can try to do these types of things, they have a far better chance of developing caring, loving, and successful children, which really is, I think, a major role that we have on Earth when children come to us, and it's our role to try to nurture and teach them to live the best type of life. I know my parents certainly tried that with me, and I'm sure that that happened with you, Dave. We've talked about your family before.
It doesn't mean everything always worked out. In fact, I would say that in spite of the way you laid that out, though, it gives you a foundation that I think helps to weather the storms and the bumps that come along the way, because those are inevitable. If you haven't had any, you've lived a charmed life. And I think even when you have had some, people live a charmed life, because they're going to happen. The question is, are they going to crumble you and your family, or are they the speed bumps, nasty though they could be, that they are, and not something that becomes much worse, because you don't either don't have a plan or you don't have a foundational building block. I've heard that idea ridiculed too, that in the modern family there is no foundational building block other than, you know, you cross your fingers and you hope. But there's got to be more to it than that. There has to be.
I don't believe that, Dave. I think that if parents develop relationships and they have friendships and they have friendships with the parents of the children, and they all tie in and work together, that this can be a very successful time. You know, we have to remember that the family, really, it's the home life that really is a determining factor. That's where things begin. And if things develop appropriately and there's a unit and people loving and caring for each other, then that's going to be the critical element.
Sure.
Of the child. If the home life isn't successful and the parents are not good at parenting or choose not to do good parenting, then you're going to see the peer groups, you're going to see other persons and entities come in, many of which can be negative, raising the children.
Kids,
so that's what we don't want.
Kids seek role models, whether you think you are one or not, you are, even if you're abrogating your duties, and they're going to find another one to fill the spot. It may not be of, you know, the most altruistic nature. And
absolutely,
and
right.
Unfortunately, we see that too often in our society. Look, I'm not going to wish you a happy Ash Wednesday, but I certainly will wish you a wonderful rest of Fat Tuesday. Don't have too many punchki today, okay?
Well, I've already tried that. I enjoy them, and I'll do more. How does that sound?
Well, okay.
Today's a good day to be Polish.
It is, and I'll give you. And you can even get great Polish punchki and wonderful Italian bakeries in our area. So it's the way. It's the cross pollination. I give you special dispensation for the rest of the day. You don't need it. It's Fat Tuesday.
Hallelujah.
So have fun. DrJohnB.com.
That's where you
find the podcast. It'll be there shortly. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We're talking about parenting, developing caring, loving, successful children. Have a wonderful day.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.